I was on the phone with a bunch of bankers over the weekend who were basically not just mad.
Flipping
out of their minds, frankly. Yeah. And they were flipping out of their minds, I believe. And the argument they were making is, if you don't want credit in America, if you want us to shut down, you know, millions of people's credit cards, because that's what we will have to do to make the economics of these businesses work, that would be the outcome.
But
I don't know if that's true.
That's the actuarial.
I don't know if that's a threat. I can't tell you about the actual math. I do think that what's happened to the business, from what I've told, is because there are so many services that are now been layered on top of credit cards, that the only way for them to obviously make money, really, is to actually charge what might be described as usury rates or not, whatever you...
What kind of services?
I mean, there's all of the... I mean, some cards have loyalty points, some cards don't. Some cards have insurance on the product, some cards don't. But there's all sorts of things now that are embedded in your credit card that go far beyond strictly just buying and selling products. You know, whether it's insurance on when you go to rent a car or this or that. Now, some of these cards, as I said, their fees, you know, American Express charges you fees. There's other cards that give you the card for free. Mm-hmm. But those cards that are giving you to for free, the way they're making up their money is typically on the other end, meaning they want you
to charge everything on it.
They want you not just to charge everything on it because they're getting the 3% for each sale.
Yep.
They really want you to actually not pay
so
that you
pay
the interest rate. That's the business.